kindness to take in a stranger when the levees break. The selflessness of workers who would rather cut their hours than see a friend lose their job, which sees us through our darkest hours. It is the firefighter's courage to storm a stairway filled with smoke, but also a parent's willingness to nurture a child that finally decides our fate. Our challenges may be new. The instruments with which we meet them may be new. But those values upon which our success depends, honesty and hard work, courage and fair play, tolerance and curiosity, loyalty and patriotism, these things are old. These things are true. They have been the quiet force of progress throughout our history. What is demanded then is a return to these truths. What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility, a recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world, duties that we do not grudgingly accept, but rather seize gladly, firm in the knowledge that there is nothing so satisfying to the spirit, so defining of our character, than giving our all to a difficult task. This is the price and the promise of citizenship. This is the source of our confidence, the knowledge that God has on us to shape an uncertain destiny. This is the meaning of our liberty and our creed, why men and women and children of every race and every faith can join in celebration across this magnificent mall, and why a man whose father less than 60 years ago might not have been served at a local restaurant can now stand before you to take a most sacred oath. Of who we are and who we will travel. In the year of America's birth, in the coldest of months, a small band of patriots huddled by dying campfires on the shores of an icy river. The Capitol was abandoned. The enemy was advancing. The snow was stained with blood. At a moment when the outcome of our revolution was most in doubt, the father of our nation ordered these words be read to the people. Let it be told to future worlds that in the depth of winter, when nothing but hope and virtue could survive, that the city and the country, alarmed at one common danger, came forth to meet it. America, in the face of our common dangers, in this winter of our hardship, let us remember these timeless words. With hope and virtue, let us brave once more the icy current and endure what storms may come. Let it be said by our children's children that when we were tested, we refused to let this journey end, that we did not turn back, nor did we falter. And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Jesus Lord, and God save us. President Barack Obama concludes his inaugural address to crowds, millions of people, really, on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. We're listening to a special edition of Focus on Africa. We bring you back to London, where we've been gathering reaction to his investiture as 44th President of the United States of America. We'll hear what Africa makes of this moment, what lessons individuals and politicians are taking from President Barack Obama, what they expect, what they're offering. But first, we'll take you to his father's ancestral village of Kogelo in western Kenya, where the BBC's Wanyama Wachebusire is. Wanyama, what's the scene there?
The scene here would work is fantastic. People have just Kogelo village, and indeed Obama Primary School has just erupted in endless celebrations the moment Barack Obama took off of office. And actually, people right now are dancing, they're singing. It's fun in the air. And with me, I have one of the villagers here. Now, tell me, what's your name?
I'm John Obed, you know.
Now, John Obed, how do you feel?
I feel very much excited, very happy about the ability, the way Obama is delivering his speech.
Now, what particularly has interested you in the Obama speech?
What has particularly interested me is the way his audience are responding. It means that whatever he's saying there is what will positively be implemented, and that his government will succeed.
Now, what are some of these things? Could you mention to whoever is listening to you, what are some of these things that Obama mentioned that really touched your heart?
What really touched my heart is his intention to get America united, and then finally brought into greater development achievements.
Now, in your view, do you think Obama will live up to the expectations of people across the world? The expectations of him, do you think he will deliver on these promises as a resident of Kogelo?
As a resident of Kogelo, I believe very strongly that Obama will deliver. Because when he started, people did not guess he would succeed. But with God's help, he succeeded. So I hope God will help him succeed.
Now, what are your expectations from Obama, the president, as a resident of Kogelo, where he has his ancestral roots?
As a resident of Kogelo, we shall feel highly impressed to see that he's bringing